Hi guys, it's ArcRPG and I'm here with another review for you. And this time it is Live Alive. And this is a remake of a Super Famicom original game. I almost said SNES, but that wouldn't be true since it never released in America or Europe or any other country for that matter. But it's a short story, short form story, RPG collection anthology. That does have a point, because if you beat all the scenarios, it opens up the final scenario. And then after that, the absolute final scenario, which involves all of the previous scenarios' characters. One of them's about prehistory, where you're playing as a caveman and his ape friend, and surviving in prehistory and fighting dinosaurs. But, which is funny, because then we know, thanks to science, that never actually happened, but people like to imagine, so. And plus, it would have made it more interesting, and less interesting not include them, so why not? Let's go crazy. I mean, there's demons and stuff in this game, too, so who cares? But another scenario is not even a combat involved at all, where you play as a robot named Cube, who's actually a little spherical thing, so it's kind of inappropriately named, but it does have some sense of humor. I mean, if you think about it, like, you can consider it like a computation of sorts. Maybe that's just the geek and the person who made him shining through. It's something you didn't even comment on, but they missed out a tick there. But, anyways, you walk around and you basically are in a 2001 Space Odyssey plus an aliens-esque scenario where crew members are dying and you gotta figure out why. And there's absolutely no comment in there at all unless you play the virtual reality simulator. Just if you chose it as your first story, it'd be the way it'd be introduced into how combat works, because there are no tutorials on how the game works. But well, going back to the prehistory thing, it actually does have, like, a trading system, or crafting system of sorts, where you can give a guy materials and he'll make new items for you. And, the other scenarios are, present day, where you play as a guy who basically does one-on-one fights versus, another character, and you do several of these fights before you get to the boss, and it's basically a Street Fighter, but with an RPG combat shell instead of a fighting game one. And then there's the Edo period, where you play as a ninja, and you could choose to go stealth or kill everybody. And killing everybody is probably the easier option, because you're going to need levels to fight the final boss. Although, there is one area in the remake that you can grind off of that doesn't technically count as a kill, because if you don't kill a living thing, it doesn't count. So I guess you're exercising spirits instead, and it doesn't go against your kill count, and you can grind off that stuff. The other scenario would be, after that, would be the near future, which is actually more like the present day at this point, because considering how old the game is, released back in 1994. So yeah, it's not so near future anymore, but you play as Akira, and you have psychic powers, haha, there's a joke there. But, it actually has tokusatsu references, because, and as well as Power Ranger-esque, because there's a giant robot. But, the scenario after that would be, there are a couple timelines I'm skipping, but that's the great thing about this game. You don't have to play it in any order. But there's also the Wild West one, where you have to collect items and then give them out to the right people, and hopefully they'll set it up in time for a showdown with a gang of evil cowboys that are going to shoot up the town unless you take them all out and then have to face the boss. So that was a little fun one, too. But there's also the Chinese one, where you're playing as a Kung Fu master, where you are looking for a new disciple, and you get up to 3, but only one will ultimately succeed. And he doesn't gain any levels. Instead, you spent most of the time training your successor, and the successor's who ends up being in the absolute final scenario. If you chose one route over the other, and because the final scenario can play out two different ways, and there's the evil way, and then there's the good way. The evil way is obviously the play as a character that, for reasons I can't elaborate on, will end up making a choice that makes him an antagonist. But anyways, the other scenario would be actually, I think I hit them all. But oh yeah, except for the final scenario, which is the medieval scenario. I could have just not mentioned it, but you probably saw it in the trailers, if you saw the trailers. But, that one plays more like a traditional JRPG. And the length of most of these are actually pretty short. It's only the near future and the medieval scenarios that are the longest, and the ninja one can take long, depending on how you go about doing it. So those three are the absolute longest scenarios. The other ones can be done as little as, like, 30 minutes, depending on how successful you are during the fights and such. But, it's a really good game. Now there's voice acting, so the quality of the lines are improved by the addition of the voice acting, and while the voice acting isn't great, it is serviceable enough to convey the emotion that was being displayed in the original game's text, and thanks to the upgrade of visuals, the game looks all the much better for it, because it looked pretty basic in the original SNES release. There was a fan translation released years ago, and it really, if it, like any game deserved a remake, it was this, and it's really fun, and, like, while there isn't a strong narrative, in the traditional sense of character, personal character growth and story, there is a conveyance of concepts that I think does get communicated very well, and really comments on the duality of man and how one wrong bad day can ruin someone completely and cause them to inflict great harm on others. And that's all I can really say about the plot without spoiling too much. But if you like JRPGs, and you have a Switch, and you haven't already picked up Xenoblade 3, or maybe you've already beaten it and you want another one. Well, they came out within a week of each other, and I'm kind of worried about this game's success because of that, but at least you've gotten options after you've played Xenoblade, or maybe you'll pick up this first, and then you'll hit Xenoblade, because it is a shorter experience. Xenoblade 3 is apparently about 140 hours if you want to do absolutely everything. But, and that's probably not in-game clock either, because the way that game tracks time is different. It's based on actual gameplay and doesn't actually figure cutscenes in the equation, so who knows how long that game actually is. But, again, I'd recommend it. I'm giving it a 9.5 out of 10. There were a couple things I wish they could have done, like, make it clear whether or not there's a new game plus option or not. I mean, you could replay chapters, but I haven't tested it myself. I should have, but I'm assuming certain things carry over while others do not. I couldn't get confirmation from other people online or whatnot because nobody's talking about it enough. Because, again, Xenoblade Creep is probably killing discussion on this game a lot. With that, that's all I have for today. So see you guys later. Bye-bye.